Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And this week's topic is designed for our events, conferences, and trade show producers. We're going to talk at length and in some detail about what makes a sponsor choose your show over another when deciding how to spend their exhibitor budgets.
Are you a trade show, conference, or an event producer in a crowded space? Do you struggle to sign up and sell sponsor packages to your events? How can you make your show the show that sponsors want to pay the big bucks to exhibit at?
Now, this is a really interesting question because if you produce an event, you're never going to cover the cost of your event with attendee charges to attend. You know, you can't sell tickets expensively enough to actually have a good show without getting sponsors and exhibitors and people like that to support you. So we're going to talk a lot about that in today's episode. We're going to go into detail about ROI and how to entice sponsors with value adds. But before we get started with that, we're going to talk about mobile wallets, mobile wallet updates. Obviously, as we are mobilewalletmarketer.com on our platform, and we work with a lot of you guys who have trade shows, conferences, events. We're going to take 2 minutes and give you the rundown of about how our platform, which is mobile wallet advertising, actually works. If you are a repeat listener, feel free to skip ahead 2 minutes. Otherwise, if you're new to this, Hazel's going to give us a quick breakdown of the technical methods of how this actually works.
All right, so mobile wallet marketing is direct access and marketing communications tool for customers using their mobile phones. And these are mobile wallet passes that sit in a mobile wallet app. On your iPhone, it would be an Apple Wallet, and on any Android phone, it would be a third-party pass app. And these passes have a front and back to them. The front would show your company logo, your company name, and anything that you pertinent details you want them to know about you. And on the back would have direct links, call to action links to call you, to email you, to let you know where your venue is. You can use a map just by using the map app with one tap. You can have all your social media on the back of the app. And if you have any apps itself, you tap right to it. So this, the way that it would work if you're an event or a trade show or even a conference, is that we would set this up as an event ticket that would be in the back. That would be in your Apple Wallet.
Cool. So that would be like one of the first things that we would do. Anyway, let's go back to the topic at hand, which is your business as a trade show or conference or event producer and how you can show sponsors that they should give you more money and show them in a way that actually makes sense to them. So we've been in the business between us of attending trade shows and conferences for a lot of years, more than 20 years across a variety of industries, design, manufacturing, tech, entertainment, affiliate marketing, cannabis, and so on. You know, we've seen a lot of trade shows and conferences come and go. I even helped start one in Phoenix that 16 years later, even though I'm not involved, still gets an easy capacity crowd of, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 people. And, you know, their ticket sales are kind of done and dusted in 3 or 4 days. I mean, the hotel that they use to hold their show sells out in 15 minutes flat as soon as the hotel opens for bookings during the show. We understand how hard it is for sponsors because we've also been sponsors at shows. How do you quantify the ROI on exhibiting? And, you know, at the end of the day, there's only so much money in any company to spend for something like that.
That's right. And also, I know Kim has started her trade show back in Phoenix 16 years ago. I've also had some experience as well doing affiliate marketing trade shows and even did a nice little retreat out in Jamaica.
I think you guys sponsored my Vancouver show that time when you were still in Toronto, even.
Yes, we did. We did. So we do know what we're talking about here when it comes to getting sponsors to your trade show. And getting the ROI for it as well. So this isn't rocket science, just like everything else we talk about. It's a simple situation of math and common sense. So it's very hard to get a concrete measure of ROI from a trade show. It's a long tail measurement for very specific time and place appearance. And since it's mostly done in person, it's super hard to get people to conform to coming through a single gate that offers accurate measurements.
Kind of like podcasts and their stats.
That's right. So if you're hosting one, you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I mean, there are a number of ways that sponsors can work towards figuring out the ROI at these shows. Some of it includes like discount codes, creating a URL specifically for the show and for your lead generation, doing a quiz.
Inbound marketers asking, where'd you find out about us? How'd you see us, et cetera? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the good old put your business card in a fishbowl.
Right. So every one of these things that we're talking about on this sort of ROI measurement is something that actually requires the prospect to respond. So if you tell them, oh, you must go to this URL or you must use this discount code, you know, the odds of people doing that are fairly slim for two reasons. Number one, and anytime you ask a person to give you any type of information, regardless of what kind of information it is, a number of them balk and back out of your sales process right then and there. Even if it's the simplest question, what color is the sky? They don't want to answer it and they back out of the sales process. Or you get, you know, sort of the people like lazy procrastinators like me. I always forget, oh, it's a specific URL or there's a discount code, and I just go straight to the front page of the website or I pick up the phone and now I'm talking to an inbound sales rep instead of an actual show rep. So what are things that you can do as the show host or producer that demonstrates to your sponsors that they can have more opportunities to make contact while having more ways to determine where that contact originated from and what sort of success did they have by being an exhibitor or being a sponsor at your particular event?
Right. I mean, obviously the easiest way, at least in our opinion, is to offer mobile updates for tracking options for sponsors. Whether you include it in the base price of the sponsor package or if you push it as an upsell, it doesn't really matter as far as the math is concerned. It's up to you to know your exhibitors and sponsors well enough to determine what is going to make sense from a selling standpoint to close them on buying into the platform.
So let's look at how mobile updates work when they're combined with trade shows. This part is really, it's pretty easy. When you first set up your show in our system, if you are using us, it doesn't matter. If you're using anybody else's system, look at it the same way. What we're going to tell you is how to do this successfully, not just how to do this with us. So you can go and you can use this method with anybody. And the first thing that you need to do is group your attendees by type. So you've got regular attendees, you've got VIPs, you've got speakers, volunteers, sponsors, exhibitors. You want to set up your messaging so that when you are sending those initial confirmation emails, when you have somebody who's on your speaker list or somebody who's just purchased a ticket or a VIP that you've just comped a ticket to, when you're sending out your confirmation email, you want to make sure that you put the correct link, the one that corresponds to the type of messaging that you should do with this person, right there at the beginning. Now, if you're using a mobile wallet update, this is super simple. You know, the groups are made. You have a link that your sponsors would go and click. You have a link that VIPs would click. You have a link that regular attendees would click. And when they click that link, keeping in mind that these people, this is your best chance to get them to put the pass in their phone, get it organized right from the get-go. They're never going to follow directions more clearly and more immediately than they do in that confirmation email. So it's kind of your time of least resistance.
Right. I mean, as I mentioned before, the mobile wallet pass is your basic ticket pass. We turn it into a ticket pass for you and give you the opportunity to engage and communicate with each group that you have created. Or if you want, you can send a blanket message to everyone as a single group. And when you want to send a reminder about your event, fill out the reminder form, and voila, the message goes out to the smartphone lock screens.
So one of the things that we do want to talk about here is the ticket doesn't necessarily replace your hang tags.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of companies that produce events that sell sponsorship of badges and sponsorship of lanyards as specific parts of packages. We're not telling you to stop doing that. And one of the things that having an actual pinned on badge or a hanging badge that does is that allows people to see generally the name of the person that they're speaking with when they're standing right in front of them. And obviously you can't do that with a mobile ticket alone. So like I say, we're not telling you to stop with lanyards or to stop with badges. What we're telling you is to run this as a parallel communication system that works in tandem and actually goes out and does your engagement and stuff like that for you. So this can start well in advance of your actual event. It can continue way past your event. It should. You should be using this year's attendees as your sort of first seeding ground to sell next year's tickets. But we'll get to that shortly. With your updates, you can feature different sponsors. You can keep everyone up to date on what's happening. You know, you've added a keynote speaker, you've had a slight change in venue, you've added a party, whatever it may be, you know, you can rotate through your links on the back or change up links on the back. You can send out featured sponsor updates. There's a million things that you can very easily do. The other thing that you could do is keep your links the same and manage the updates on your web page, on the destination page that the links are sending them to. Sometimes that's easier for people. You know, we have people that do it both ways.
Right. And this is what you do prior to the show, as Kim was saying. And during the show, again, you'll be using these passes, again, if there's any changes to the venue, speaker, you know, the keynote speaker is in room A and has been moved to room B, you can engage your attendees and let them know that it's been changed without running around like a with your head cut off during the show. It's very, very useful that way. And you'll use mobile updates to keep everyone in the loop, really. Attendees will get reminders of what's next on the agenda. Sponsors, exhibitors, and volunteers will know what's happening when something changes, along with the attendees. And you will make sure that everyone knows who's providing the money to make the show happen.
That's one of those value add things. You literally cannot say your sponsors' names enough times, whether you're speaking it, whether it's on your webpage, whether it's in your mobile updates, whether it's in your email updates. You literally cannot say your sponsors' names enough times. That's the lifeblood of where you get the sponsor money. And if you're demonstrating a clear ROI, that's a really good thing. These are sort of the ideas that we're going to talk about as we go forward. You know, these are good ROI ideas. These are good tracking ideas. So after your show is wrapped up, you're going to now be able to send out lock screen notifications that have links to thank you messages, again, you can set those up by category. Send the speakers one thank you message. Send the exhibitors another thank you message. Send the regular attendees a thank you. And maybe you want to send them a survey request, because the link is, you know, it's going to be super easy. It's just you put a link on the back to your survey form and everybody can get there with a single tap. If you have sponsors with specific links they're using for your show, you know, the ones that everybody forgets how to type in, you can include those in your attendee messaging. And now you've turned what is a very unreliable method of tracking for sponsors into a one-click tracking for inbound traffic. And nobody has to remember a URL or a discount code. You've made it super easy to show your sponsors more value.
That's right. And these are the kinds of ideas that provide proof of your added value to sponsors and exhibitors and help them to better determine whether or not they're wise to up their ante of your next trade show or conference. Providing them with the means to easily monitor their success at the show or conference is not something that they're seeing every day. So again, this is great ROI. Yeah.
It is, and it doesn't matter, again, whether you use our platform or somebody else's. These are the things that you should be looking for when you're determining what mobile messaging platform you're going to use in conjunction with your show. Now, we have the option as well for iBeacons or geofencing, which will help you guide your traffic flow during the show. It'll help you give location and proximity specific messages to attendees. You can also offer more exposure for your sponsors with every single one of the updates that you push on your screen. Each one has the opportunity to include a sponsor.
Yeah, and if you're not sure how to implement these ideas into your show, we're there for you, and we'll be there making sure that you're doing this right. And you can also listen to our other podcast. I think it's in the archives, podcast 14. It's Trade Shows and Events Using Mobile Wallet Updates. And it's a great episode to listen to after this one. We go into detail about the ways to group your attendees, what kind of messaging frequency you should be employing leading up to your event, and how to manage your event using mobile. And also how the long tail benefits of after the show messaging works. So it's a great episode. You don't want to miss it. So again, it's podcast 14. Listen to it right after this one.
And if you're looking for more information about adding a mobile messaging and updates to your event, go ahead, head over to mobilewalletmarketer.com. We've got a trade shows and events page that's up on the site. It's got lots of details. You know, you can always contact us straight away. If we are setting up an event for you, the very first thing that we're going to do is have a discussion with you about your goals and your physical layout and what sort of selling points or benefits you're offering sponsors and exhibitors and attendees so that we can really work with you to customize a package that meets and exceeds what you're currently doing easily. You know, there's not a lot of effort on your part to make this happen if you work with us. You basically give us a couple of graphics, a list of links, and some Twitter-sized text that goes with your links. It's pretty easy.
Yes. And we're finding great success with it. Yeah.
Really, it is. So I think that's going to wrap it up
for today.
Super. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.